Yeah, look, they've recruited really well in the off season. They've got some first class players, and it's our first crack at them tomorrow night. So hopefully we're healthy enough to give them a good challenge.
You've had Damien and Kate and Prather out. Any chance either of them suits up?
Yeah, well, they haven't played for the last 2 weeks, so we're hopeful they can get through practice today. We've still got to get it ticked off the medical. Hopefully Maddie comes up well from the weekend, and also Nate. So if you were here yesterday, I was a walk and wounded, so hopefully we're a little bit better today.
What's Nate and Matt's problems?
Yeah, well, Maddie got a hit on Friday night, so he played through a fair amount of pain on Sunday, and Nate's got a little bit of a twinge, so we'll see. He didn't practice yesterday, we'll see how it goes today.
Is that a bit of an issue this early in the season? You said walking wounded, you don't often hear that after round four.
Yeah, look, you never want to play a game when you've got two starters out, and they've been out the last couple of weeks, so at some stage of the season you're going to go through that adversity, and it's really for the depth of your team, and guys step up when the opportunity comes, and hopefully we can do that again this week.
Melbourne have set the benchmark early. Do you think they've been tested, though? They've kind of had not a soft draw, but they haven't really been pushed as of yet.
Yeah, I guess so. It's, they're a talented team, without a question. They're scoring over, 96 points a game, and, they've had the comfort of being home for a little bit. But, look, we'll give them a good challenge. We don't know how strong we'll be, but we'll certainly give them a good crack.
Do you feel like if the game does get close, you might have an edge on them, given they haven't had that kind of last 2 minutes with the scores left?
Yeah, well, look, our cohesion. We've been playing 3 years, and teams die for that trust in a pressure situation. We've been there with the same team, and we know who to rely on and who steps up at those situations, and we're lucky to see that on Sunday. The last 5 minutes, we really stepped up as a team, and that cohesion is something that coaches always dream about.
Trevor, have you gotten the best out of Nate and Casey yet, or are we still seeing them find themselves?
Yeah, no, you won't see the best of Nate till halfway through the year. He's just got to get that sharpness back, and you can see the improvement. He's dropped weight. Casey's just played two games, so it's hard to get along. But he's a quality. He's going to get there at the end. It's going to take a lot of work. He's still wet behind the ears, but he's a great talent to work with.
A couple of Melbourne guys did some tweets during your last game accusing Redditch of flopping, or effectively words to that effect. Do the guys look at it at all, or do you know if there's an awareness?
Mate, I got no social media skills at all, so I stay away from that, and we just control what we can control. That's other people are always going to have an opinion, and most of the time it's a 12-year-old on the computer, and we just worry about what we can control.
No hashtagging, no double tapping in your spare time?
Mate, that's over my pay grade, I'm sorry. But, we just worry about making sure we're playing good basketball and leave the others to their devices.